Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Oh, you know what that was, don't you? That was Radio Gaga by Queen.
Can you imagine if you had, like, Gaga radios for old people? Do you know, like, when all the music was soft and gentle?
Gaga, you know, radio.
Yeah, Gaga radio.
No, wait, that's Radio Smooth or Smooth FM or something.
No,
wasn't
no,
it?
It's you not. Know, that's
like puree for the ears.
Yes, yes. All your music comes ready tuned.
Yeah.
Granny, I've brought you Radio Gaga. You'll love it.
You can only get one station, and it's all pureed.
Oh, Joe Lossie's on tonight.
Lovely.
Oh, and it plays Jimmy Young endlessly.
Yeah, dude, who's that old fella? You know, he lives up in Scotland, and he was, I don't know, I think he was narrating the Edinburgh Tattoo the other day, and he's absolutely hysterical. And I just listened to him because he's bonkers.
Is that Fife Robertson?
He's
dead by now.
No, it's pointless me talking about it because I'll have to remember his name, but honestly, it's brilliant. It's on Radio 4. It's Radio 2.
Well, do an impersonation. Come on, I'm feeling unfulfilled here.
Well, he talks like that in a very soft sort of Scottish accent with a slight lisp.
Aye.
And I tell you what, though, it's brilliant because if you eat Weetabix, it sends you to sleep.
I tell you what, he sounds a perfect material for a Gaga radio.
Hey!
And next coming up on Gaga radio, we've got Gardening for Window Boxes.
See this?
Hey.
It's like that. Here's a song from 1928 recorded on the back end of a coup.
Aye. And it's a new band now, the Andrews Sisters, and I'm sure they're going to be massive.
Massive,
because they eat lots of pies.
Hey, I should.
Right, anyway, let's get back
right
to
now,
Planet Rock.
Anyway, Planet Rock. We went all kind of...
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Here's another one, Arnold Lane. Hello, Arnold. How are you? And he says, subject, the Jubilee and Crocodillos. Now, these are two rock venues in the northeast. The Jubilee, which I'm not entirely sure is still there or not, but never mind. Anyway, so listen to your show on Sunday. Sigel and Dave was on about going to Newcastle City Hall and drinking in the Jubilee. My first concert was Rainbow at the City Hall, aged 15, and I visited said hostelry with my brother and his workmates. Well, you did. It was part of a rite of passage. You went to the Jubilee, got smashed because the City Hall's beer was A, not very good, and B, quite expensive. We got to the concert after half a dozen pints of Best Bitter. Ah, yes. We also visited the Jubilee before our concerts. Two songs later, Si, and then mentioned Crocodillos in Chesley Street and the Green Bank at the Working Man's Club. Yes, Crocodillos in the Green Bank. Brilliant. Can you remember it? I remember going up the steep staircase to Crocodillos. More importantly, I more remember coming down them because it hurt. Yeah, didn't use a Working Men's Club, but used a Queen's Head in the centre of town, mainly due to the fact that we were barred from all the other pubs. Happy days. Arnold. There you go. Now, yeah, yes, that's rock history, that is, in the northeast. The Jubilee, which I think is still there, and I keep forgetting to go. Crocodillos, I'm not entirely sure that was there, because that was in Chesley Street, Dave. It was brilliant. Shut your face.
Well, thank you, Arnold, for that trip down memory lane.
Do you know you've got no soul, you Myers?
Oh,
that was brilliant, that.
So
it's a long email, like, to
be
fair.
Did your mate, Heck, the obese transvestite bouncer, did he work at any of those?
No, he worked at...
Where was Heck bouncing?
Rock Shots. Oh, he was brilliant, Heck.
Tell them about Heck.
Heck was the hardest man that dressed as a woman I've ever known. He was brilliant. And he used to be bouncer at a club, and... there was a steep set of steps, and in fact, it was in a bad mood. You always knew before you got to sign in because there'd be people coming across the top of you as you walked up the stairs.
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
Cake! Now we're talking cake now.
Cake!
Hairy cake!
Hey! Not fairy cake, though.
Hairy cake.
Aye.
Actually, this one is a bit of a fairy cake. It's an amaretto cheesecake.
Oh, dear, but it's epic.
Oh, heck, would have loved one of them,
wouldn't
he?
Oh, he would.
Yeah.
He would.
But amaretto's a funny beast. It's that almond-tasting liqueur.
Yes, I like it.
Yeah, and it's a nice cheesecake, and you can make it the base with, you know, your biscuit of choice, but we like doing it with ginger nuts.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Why does that make us laugh? That was like that was juvenile, to say the least.
When you put your ginger nuts in a plastic bag and give her a damn good battery with a rolling pin.
Your voice goes up 4 octaves, but you get a lovely crumble.
Aye. But then you pack it with butter in the thing, they let it set, put this. The recipe is on the Planet Rock website. It's free, it's fabulous, but just the thing to make for your tea, the amaretto cheesecake, which is truly a fantasy fairy of a cake. But honestly, it's worth giving a go, isn't it, the amaretto cheesecake? It's
definitely
a special occasion cake.
It is.
It's a bit like, we decided once to do the ultimate seductive pudding, and do you remember we invented the Bailey's and white chocolate creme brulee.
Now, if that doesn't get the most difficult pairs of pants off on the planet, ladies and gentlemen, I do not know what will.
Oh, but crikey, it was rich, wasn't it?
It was.
It was richer than Bill Gates' bottom drawer.
Richer than the Vatican, that.
Aye. But the amaretto cheesecake doesn't come far behind. You could make mini ones as well, which would be great to take for your packed lunch at work.
Yeah. And be the envy of all your workmates.
The Harry Rock Show. Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.
You know, not many people know this, but we've both had brain surgery in the past.
Which would explain quite a lot.
There's not many mates can say that, can they, best mate?
No, best mate, I definitely cannot.
See, his brain surgery was last year. Yeah. Mine was in 1999.
Yeah.
But when I had mine, 1989, I can't remember, it was a funny year. Anyway.
It was 99, right?
Yours was technical. Like, they went in through your thigh, didn't they, and tinkered round that way.
Yeah, they did.
Mine, there was none of that messing. They took my lid off.
They did. Properly took his lid off.
I know.
You know.
But it's funny, it's brought us closer together, I think. It's a bit like shared experiences. You know, like when I say, I know how you feel.
I do.
I tell you, that brain surgery gives you a headache that aspirins are not going to sort out.
No, actually, most things don't sort it out, to be fair. I've tried everything some days.
No, I'm right as rain now, though.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, he is right as rain, listeners. Can you tell?
I'm happy in my own skin.
He's happy in his own cerebral sphere.
Hey, aye. What was your first thought when you come round from brain surgery?
Me. Yeah, what was yours then?
See, the thing is, in those days, you know, it's only about a decade, but I say my lid was off. So, but what they do is, they wake you up halfway through, and they tell you beforehand, your head's going to be in a vice, because obviously you don't want to sit up with your lid off, do you? That'd be really bad. So you know they're going to wake you up.
Right.
So anyway, you know, I was under, you know, completely out. Yeah. They woke me up, and I just thought, I'm looking up like this, and I thought, well, I know this. And then they go, hello. Hello. So, do you know where you are? And I just felt great. So, Spain! And he went, nurse! And I said, no, look, I'm only having a crack, all right. I'm in Aberdeen Royal Infirmary. My name is David Myers, and I'm feeling really all right. And the just went, plonk, and put me back down again. But then when I woke up, I was sore.
Aye. Oh, yeah. Well, and there's a particular type of dehydration, isn't
aye.
There?
Aye.
That is quite the most remarkable thing. If you can think of your gob with the worst hangover you ever had,
aye,
and times it by 8.
Oh, mine was worse. Well, like you see, when you've had brain surgery, they keep you flat for about 24 hours, yeah, and they kind of raise you up bit by bit so you don't go all wibbly. But the thing is, right, I'm flat, I'm dehydrated. I went down with cystitis.
Oh, you're joking.
No, and you girls out there know what I mean, but when a fella gets it, all I can describe it, it's like trying to wee fish hooks. And do you know what it's like for a fella? Gravity helps when you're going for a tinkle.
It does, definitely.
So not only was I trying to pass fish hooks, I was lying flat. And all I heard the nurse was saying was, well, if you don't go soon, we're going to have to give you a catheter. And I thought, oh, God, on top of everything else.
That was a bad week at the office, wasn't it?
Oh, it was, but I felt right as ninepence given a week.
You know what he did after that? He learned to fly.
Yeah,
can you believe he did? I'm just going to see if my brain works. What are you doing? I'm learning to fly. What?
But do you know, this is God's honest truth. I was at Perth Airport. I was in my microlight. My first passenger was my doctor. And I said, you know what, Dave? That fella who couldn't write his name, he's taking your flying!
As they lifted off.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Hey, I tell you what, dude, you know what? I'm going to pass a really great book on to you. And it's really, really interesting. It's called Do No Harm. And it's by a neurosurgeon that worked at some hospital in London. Now, it might sound boring, but it's brilliant. It really is. It's amazing. It's like a head trip. But from a doctor's perspective.
Yeah, but it only works if you've had brain surgery.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Honestly, read it. It's brilliant.
Well, do write in and tell us if you've got any brain surgery anecdotes.
Yeah, no, that'd be good.
Yeah, no, really
good.
We could
have a competition and we could give away a wooden brain or something. I wonder if let's do that. Write in with your brain surgery anecdotes. And I'm going to get somebody to make a wooden brain and we'll send it out to you if you win.
Yeah. And a booby prize for the worst one, you get a pet cabbage.
Yeah, so email us at the Hairy Rock Show at planetrock.com.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again, Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.